They are Vermont and upstate New York's most complete locally owned home centers, with locations in Enosburg, Derby, Middlesex, St. Albans, Swanton, Lumber, as well as Rouse's Point. Every single Monday at this time, we talk to our guy Kyle over at Six and Stuff. Kyle's actually on a well-deserved vacation today, so let me tell you what you need to know. First and foremost, know that we talk to Kyle every single Monday, and when we do, he's always given us some tips on things we can utilize around the house, on products that we can go and buy to help accomplish our projects. Whether you are a DIYer or a veteran contractor, Sticks and Stuff and Swanton Lumber have tools, equipment, and deals that can work for you. Each store has different stuff, so call around and make sure you know exactly what store has what you are looking for. But they have all of the following departments, including kitchen and bath, flooring, building materials, paints and stains, windows and doors, electrical and plumbing, and power tools. Great products, great deals, and great customer satisfaction, 110 years in running. Sticks and Stuff and Swanton Lumber's teams have been around since 1914 because of their great customer service and their high-quality products. Again, if you are planning your next big house project or just something small, they'll have the tools and requisite experience to help you get through that. Again, Enosburg, Derby, Middlesex, St. Albans, Swanton Lumber, Rouse's Point, New York, and sticksandstuff.com. You can go online to that website and click on the Calls with Kyle section, and you can hear everything that Kyle and I have talked about for like the last 3 years. So whether you want to know about how to, what flooring to get, how to stain your deck, what the difference is between painting and staining, and why one might be better for you than the other, they've got all that information in those Calls with Kyle segment. They're all labeled by date and topics covered, so it's a great resource, again, if there's something you've never heard before that you'd like to, that we talk about with Kyle. We'll catch up with him again next week about 4:50. Right now it's 4:51, and we're back to the newsroom.